everyone. Welcome to OUP Online. Today, we are going to talk about how to write about a character. You can join in on our activities by downloading our activity sheet through the link. A character profile. When we are writing stories, having characters that stand out in the story is very important. There is a huge difference between the cat stayed inside the house and the lazy, fat, chubby cat stayed inside the house. The cat stayed inside the house doesn't tell us much. Maybe it's raining, so the cat is staying in. Maybe the cat doesn't like the outside. Or maybe the cat just wants to sleep. The lazy, fat, chubby cat stayed inside the house tells us that the cat probably doesn't like to do anything. And maybe he never leaves the house because we know it's fat. Must be fat because it doesn't move that much. So, describing a character properly helps us imagine what kind of character we are talking about. To make sure we are clear, we can use a character profile. A character profile tells you the name of the character, how the character looks, how they might speak, what the goals in the story might be, how they will achieve this goal, and how other characters in the story think about this character. You can find all of this in your activity sheet. Using adjectives. Now, before we think about anything else, we should first consider what our character looks like. Is my character an animal or human? Is it a boy or a girl? Are they good or evil? Do they look fat or skinny? What kind of clothes do they wear? Do they have any accessories, like a hat or a cape? And what about their faces? Do they have big, round eyes or small, snake-like eyes? In fact, how many eyes do they even have? How many noses, ears, or mouths would they have? Deciding what your character looks like helps others imagine what your character is like and what they might do. Activity time! Look at our activity sheet. I have given you a character. Can you circle the words in the list that you think can best describe this character? There are no wrong answers. This is your character. Or, if you want to make a completely new character, you can use the template. Take your time. What do they say? Some characters speak in very special ways. Some may only speak in rhymes like Dr. Seuss and his cat in the hat. Or some may add a strange sound to the end of their speech like ba or a. Some might even have a catchphrase like Bart Simpson, ay caramba. You can also decide if this person speaks very slowly, very quickly. Are they always shouting? Or maybe you can never hear them because they're always whispering. Remember, the more details you give, the more vivid your character becomes. Activity time. You can circle the word that describes how your character will speak and add a catchphrase in there for them. Again, this is up to your imagination. All answers are correct. What is the goal? Next, we have to think about the goal of this character. Why does the character exist in your story? What are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to save the world? Or are they supposed to help in the story? Or wreak havoc and create chaos? Maybe their goal is to eat everything sweet in the world so no one will get cavities. Activity time! You can pause here and take your time to think about what the goal of your character might be. You can continue to use our cat, or you can use your own character. What will the character do to achieve this goal? So if my goal is to eat everything sweet in the world so no one will get cavities, how would I achieve this? Maybe I can buy all the candy, sweets, and desserts in the world? Or maybe I can pass a law to make sugar illegal. Or I will destroy all of the sugar in the world. I think I'm going to destroy all of the sugar in the world. What about your character? Activity time! You can again pause here and take some time to think about what your character will do in order to achieve their goal. Again, this is up to your imagination. How others think about our character. How do other people see this character in our story? Our cat is going to destroy all the sugar in the world. Do you think other people will see the cat as a hero or as a villain? Maybe a villain, right? Because even though he wants to save everyone from having cavities, the cat is still planning to destroy all of the sugar. I don't think the other characters will like him very much. So I can write, the other characters think that the cat is evil, and they will do everything and anything to stop the cat. Activity time! How about your character? What do the others in the story think about him or her? Take some time to write it down. Naming the character. You can choose to name your character first or name your character last. The name of the character can tell us a lot about them. For example, if someone is named Happy Henry, I would imagine this person to always be smiling. His personality is probably a lovely one, and I would believe he is nice to everyone. If someone was named Grumpy George, I would think this person is angry all the time, and maybe he dislikes everything around him. Today, we are naming our character last because we decided to write something about him before we name him. You can always reverse the process. Since the ultimate goal of our cat is to destroy all the sugar in the world, I can think of a name like Sugar-Free Cat or No Candy Cat or Cavity-Killing Cat. Using the same beginning sounds gives your character more personality and people can easily remember it. This technique is called alliteration, and it's very useful if you're writing a poem. Activity time! What kind of name would you make up for your character? Take some time to think about it and write it down. Remember, the name tells us a lot and it sticks throughout the story. You can use tools like alliteration or just silly words to make it memorable. Conclusion. Let's recap for today. When creating a character, we should remember the following. Number one, what does your character look like? Number two, how does your character speak? Number three, what are your character's goals? Number four, how would he or she achieve this goal? Number five, what do others think about this character? And number six, what is the name of the character? You can always draw a picture of the character for yourself as reference. Remember, the most important thing about creating a character is describing them carefully. Therefore, it is important to have a good amount of adjectives on hand to help you out. Try it out and make your own character using our template. That is all for today. Join us again next time. Bye!